Sure. So in fall of 2015, the Canadian Medical Association declared obesity a disease.
And what does that mean?
Well, I'm not sure anybody really knows the answer to that. But I think what that means, and I think the Canadian Medical Association thought it was important to declare that obesity is a disease, because the idea behind it was that if it was a legitimized disease that someone could go to the medical system for help with, there would be more likely to be, you know, effective treatments for it. Doctors could, you know, bill for it. There'd be a code for it. I think the idea behind it was that if obesity is seen as a disease and not just some kind of lifestyle choice, that we might actually be able to decrease the stigma that's associated with people who live in large bodies.
And what's the reaction been to this declaration?
Well, I think the reaction is much more controversial than was anticipated. So this follows on the heel of the American Medical Association, which actually declared obesity a disease in the U.S. in 2013. So Canada spent a bit of time thinking about it first, I think. When it first came out, there was this sense that, well, of course obesity is a disease, and of course this is going to be helpful, and we're going to be able to get people treatment, and we're going to legitimize this as an issue that needs attention. And but I think that no one really knows what declaring obesity a disease will do to how people who live in larger bodies are treated. And so I think there's some empirical questions that need to be tested. Does declaring obesity a disease increase or decrease weight stigma and weight bias? Does it increase or decrease how people are treated in our society?
Now, that's not something that we will see here in Canada for a little time, because this has just happened. Are there some parallels that you can draw, or I guess there aren't parallels yet because we haven't gone far enough into it as a country? What's happened in the United States with this? What's happened to the discussion on obesity in the United States after this declaration?
I'm not sure that there's been no empirical studies that would be able to test the question to actually say, is making this declaration helpful or harmful? I don't think we actually know the answer to that, but I think there's people who have positioned themselves in particular places in their best guesses in response to that. So, you know, I can see the logic in both ways of thinking about that. So if we, you know, if the Canadian Medical Association declares obesity a disease, people will no longer be told, well, it's your fault and you're a burden on the healthcare system and you need to make... These kinds of prejudices and biases towards people who live in large bodies would perhaps decrease, because obesity would be seen as a disease like any other disease that deserves, in quotation marks, treatment. But I think there are also people who believe that obesity itself is a socially constructed problem, that there are a range of bodies that exist and that all of those bodies can be healthy. And by declaring someone in a category as diseased could actually increase those kinds of biases and stigmas that surround people who live in larger bodies. But I think the jury's out. Like, I don't think we actually know what that declaration will do.
What's your take on it? And for someone who's worked in the area of weight stigma, weight bias, what's your take on it?
Is it okay that I don't know?
Mm-hmm. So sure, yeah.
Yeah, so like, I'm not sure. I think we actually need to test this empirically. So my hope is that we would recognize human beings for the exceptional beings they are, regardless of what kind of body they live in. And I am for whatever makes that more likely to happen. And so I actually see the logic behind both arguments. I think we need to test empirically whether or not calling obesity as a disease is helpful or harmful. My best guess, so my hypothesis about this, is that for some people, it will actually decrease their weight bias. But for other people, it will increase their weight bias. So I don't think there's going to be a simple equation that makes this the best decision or the worst decision. I think it's going to largely depend on how individuals are already positioned in the world as to how they're going to respond to this kind of declaration.